AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President Obama is meeting with the president of Laos on the first visit to the Southeast Asian country by a sitting American president.
I hope that our new partnership will mean greater progress and opportunity for the people of Laos.
Obama acknowledged the challenging history between the two countries.
A younger generation of leaders has signaled Laos would like to follow the example of neighboring Vietnam, which is now a booming U.S. trade and security partner. But narrow, landlocked Laos has a long way to go. For one thing, it's more rural, and its human rights record is, if anything, worse. Independent news media are banned, and government critics sometimes vanish without explanation.
AP White House correspondent Mark Smith. The White House now says President Obama will not meet with Philippine President Duterte at a gathering in Laos of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations. The Philippine leader has been under intense scrutiny over 2,000 suspected drug dealers and users killed since he took office. And Obama has said he planned to raise the issue. But Duterte said he would swear at Obama, who is now meeting with South Korea's leader instead. Ultra-conservative activist Phyllis Schlafly has died at 92. She founded the Eagle Forum political group and helped lead efforts to defeat the Equal Rights Amendment, which would have outlawed gender discrimination. She had endorsed Donald Trump, who last night remembered Schlafly as a conservative icon who led millions to action, reshaped the conservative movement, and fearlessly battled globalism. Democrat Hillary Clinton rolled out her new campaign plane on Monday and welcomed reporters covering her to ride along.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
Welcome to our big plane. It's so exciting.
At one point on Labor Day, her plane and Trump's were parked very near each other on the tarmac at Cleveland's airport. This is AP Radio News. Actor Hugh O'Brien shot to fame in the 50s as Sheriff Wyatt Earp in what was hailed as television's first adult Western. O'Brien has died at his home in Beverly Hills at 91. After that Western ended in 1961, O'Brien continued to work frequently in movies, TV, and theater through the 90s, although he never again achieved the prominence he enjoyed as Wyatt Earp. He did say in 1993 that he thought Kevin Costner and Kurt Russell would each portray the character well in two separate movies.
He has the same frame to Wyatt Earp had, and the same with Russell. I think that they're both going to do an excellent job.
The wind and waves are kicking up in the southern portion of Mexico's Baja California Peninsula. Hurricane Newton is gaining strength while bearing down on the twin resorts of Los Cabos for a predicted arrival Tuesday morning. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9th, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.